hope this really sinks in. Verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. So what's interesting here is that we see that the Holy Spirit has a ministry to the saved. That's what we've been talking about all evening. But he also has a ministry to the unsaved. The Holy Spirit actually has a ministry to the unsaved. Now, it's not the same ministry that he has to the saved, because to the saved, he opens our understanding of the scripture. Well, guess what? Unsaved people, that's not happening. They don't read the Bible and understand it. We just talked about that. But he does yet have a ministry to the unsaved, and it's a ministry of reproof. He reproves them, right? Because it says, when he has come, verse 8, he will reprove the world. Now, what does it mean to reprove someone? It means to tell them that they are wrong. He tells you that you're wrong. If you're unsaved, he tells you that you're wrong. He reproves the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. There are two words in the Bible, reprove and rebuke, and they pretty much mean the same thing. Rebuke is probably sterner than reprove, just because it's got that like buke syllable that just the onomatopoeia, it just sounds harsh. Rebuke. Reproof is a little softer, but it's the same thing. You know, it's telling somebody that they're wrong. You know, as a preacher, I'm told to preach the word and to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The Holy Spirit testifies unto this world that they are wrong. He doesn't open up the scriptures to them the way he does to a saved person. That's why they need us to open the scriptures to them. That's why we go out and knock on people's doors and actually show them the gospel, preach them the gospel. God has chosen to manifest his word through preaching. And the Bible says, when the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So God uses preaching, the preaching of the gospel, in order to get people saved. Why? Because that's a saved person who's got the Holy Spirit expounding it to them, so they're benefiting from the Holy Spirit in you. They don't have the Holy Spirit indwelling them, opening the scriptures to them, so your Holy Spirit anointing is there to expound it to them, and they get saved, hopefully. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You know, it depends on whether or not they believe. But what we see here is that the Holy Spirit does have a ministry to tell the world that they're wrong. Now, look, it's possible to know the problem without knowing the exact solution, right? You know, a lot of preachers preach a lot of things that show that they understand the problem, but then they give the wrong solution. You know, a lot of people know the problem of, you know, we're sinners and we're doomed to hell without Christ, but then they have the wrong solution. They have works-based salvation or the sacraments or whatever. It's the wrong salvation instead of salvation by faith. A lot of people know that there's something wrong with our country. They know that there's something wrong politically. They know there's something wrong with our government. They know there's something wrong with the Democrats and that there's something wrong with the Republicans. But if you ask them, okay, how do we fix it? They might just say, well, I don't know. Or they might give you a goofed up answer of how to fix it. So knowing the problem is one thing, knowing the solution is another thing. Mankind knows there's a problem. You know, that's a universal feeling or knowledge. You know, how often do you run into somebody who claims that they never sin? I'm perfect, I never sin, I've never sinned. Now it happens, it's out there. But is it just constantly happening to you out soul winning, or is it kind of rare? I mean, for me, is it different?
It's every week.
In Uganda?
Rwanda.
Good night. These bunch of Rwandans on their high horse, they think they're perfect. They think they walk on water.
Yes.
You know, that's crazy. They're crazy.
Yes.
Good night. But, well, not in America, though. Thank God. We at least have that level of sanity. You know, when we ask people, do you think anybody is without sin? They're like, no way. You know, hey, have you ever sinned? Oh, all the time. You know, they recognize that right away. And, you know, whenever people scoff at that, I'm always just blown away, like thinking like, are you that stupid? Like, are you crazy? Because I'm thinking about myself. You're thinking about yourself. Do you ever just find yourself thinking, man, I'm pretty good. I don't even sin. You know, we're constantly like, oh, man, I messed up. Or look, the thought of foolishness is sin. Right. How many times do you just think something stupid? You know, I don't know about you, but when I have dreams at night, I almost always remember my dreams when I first wake up. And they're always stupid. I mean, how, you know, you always dream something stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm thinking to myself, I have all these stupid thoughts. We are constantly coming short of the glory of God. We're constantly not doing things we should do, doing things that we shouldn't do, thinking stupid things that we shouldn't think. And I'm thinking to myself, you'd have to be literally insane to think that you don't sin. Because it's so obvious that we sin all the time. It's just so obvious and clear. And that's why, you know, I mean, the Holy Spirit's got some work to do in Rwanda. Okay, he needs to start reproving those people of sin. Because I'm telling you, you know, the average Joe in this world, I mean, they must have been brainwashed to think that way by some kind of false religion or something. I just can't get over this. I'm sorry. But, you know, if you think about it, when you go out soul winning, 99% of the time, people easily know that they're a sinner. So they've got the problem. But does that mean they have the solution? No, you're there to give them the solution, and you explain the solution to them, and oftentimes it's totally new to them, and they've never even heard the gospel. They've never even heard about salvation. But even beyond going out soul winning in the United States and asking people if they know they're a sinner, I think just even in the deepest, darkest jungle, even in some tribe out there, I think deep down, man knows that there's something missing, something's wrong, I need something, I need salvation, I need redemption. Why? Because otherwise, explain a billion Hindus. You know what I mean? Why are there a billion Hindus? Because they know they need something. They know that there's some kind of a God or some kind of an after. You know, they know there's something out there, but they've got all the wrong answers. They've got idolatry and false religion and so forth. So, you know, the Holy Spirit's out there basically reproving the world of sin. So that's why, no matter how backward someone is, they pretty much know that murder's wrong. We could pretty much go anywhere in this world. Do they at least know that in Rwanda? That murder, no, shit. But, you know, they pretty much know that murder's wrong. They know that stealing's wrong. They know that adultery's wrong. These things are universally known. They know that the sodomites are wrong. These things are just common sense, universally known, because the Holy Spirit does reprove the world of sin. He reproves the world of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. So verse 8 says, when he's come, he'll reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So unsaved people, they do benefit from the ministry of the Holy Spirit in some sense because he's reproving them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But that's not enough for them to get saved on their own without someone bringing them the gospel. Amen. It's not enough to just be out in the jungle, reproved of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's like, okay, what do? Where do I go? You know? And so that's where the missionary comes in. That's where the soul winner comes in. That's where you and I come in, to bring the gospel to the lost. And if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. We need to shine the light of the glorious gospel. But the Holy Spirit does have a ministry to the unsaved that's just reproof. The ministry to the saved is different. To us, he's the comforter. He's opening our understanding. He's teaching us. He's testifying unto us. Look what...